been a massive 48 hours for our golfers, Aussie golfers I'm talking about. We watched in great delight yesterday with Jason Day nailing a birdie on the final hole to win the Canadian Open. And then also the news coming through from Europe that Rebecca Artiste had won the Scottish Open. So Aussies were at the top of their game in both those codes, which is fantastic. And she joins us on the line, Rebecca Artiste. G'day, Rebecca. Well done.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Rebecca, tell us about the win. It seems like you've won the tournament in pretty tough conditions there in Scotland.
Yeah, it's when you play in Scotland, I suppose you always expect to play in tough conditions, and it was the last day was pretty windy and a little bit miserable, really, a bit of sleety rain. But we played a great golf course, Dundonald Links. It's not too far from Turnberry, where we're playing the Open this week. I just played some pretty solid golf all week, really. I didn't get off to a great start on the first day, had three over the first day, but played solid Saturday and Sunday.
Couldn't have been too tough. You shot 66.
it was the low round of the day, and I think it was the low round of the week. But
yeah, well done.
When you're playing good golf, and you're hitting the ball solid, I think sometimes the conditions, you don't really notice how tough the conditions really are, but I played some pretty great golf.
So this was your second win on the European Tour. Where does it rank in terms of your entire career?
It's right up there. You know, it was a pretty strong field this week. Suzanne Pedersen, which I think she's about number 7 in the world, yep. And Lydia Ko from New Zealand, she's number 2 in the world. They were both in the field. So it was a really strong field. Katrina Matthews, the local Scottish woman, she was also playing in the field. She will be in the Solheim Cup in a couple of weeks. So, it was a great field and it was a great win.
It's a great time to get hot, Rebecca, with your British Open starting this Thursday night our time at Turnberry.
Yeah, absolutely. Playing the Scottish Open is always a good lead up the week before to going to the British Open. So, you know, to get some practice on the links and in the tough conditions the week before the British, which is obviously a major and our an event that we prepare for. So to get some good practice on the links in tough conditions is great preparation.
Now, your husband Jeff is your full-time caddy. What was he saying down the stretch of the fourth round there in the Scottish Open? Was he helpful?
Oh, absolutely. Jeff and I have a pretty good relationship on the golf course, really.
You'd have to, wouldn't you?
We work as sometimes when your husband's on the bag, it's not all that easy. But we do. We're pretty good out there. We just, I went out there. I've got my coach Gary and Luke Edwin over from Australia, so I went out there and I had a few technical drills to do on the golf course that they'd given me for the week to concentrate on. And realistically, that just takes my mind off the situation if I can just focus on a few technical things that they had me doing. So coming down the stretch, I was pretty calm, really, and just enjoying the moment. And it's even more special when your husband's out there with you going through it as well.
Rebecca, I hope you treat your caddy better than Robert Allenby treats his.
Absolutely. I'm gonna go home with my caddy.
Don't forget. it's fantastic, and it should be hopefully lucky for an Aussie because back in 1986, the Shark Greg Norman won at Turnberry his Open Championship. Maybe it's worth a call. He could give you a couple of hints.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be nice to go down in history alongside someone like Greg Norman.
Absolutely.
And I suppose we all remember Turnberry when the great Tom Watson got beat by Stuart Sink in the playoff. I think we're all a bit devastated for Tom Watson those days. But no, it's great to be here. It's a great golf course and I'm really looking forward to it.
What's your recent history in the British Open, if at all?
I've played in a couple of Britishes since I've turned pro. I played in one as an amateur. And I haven't actually made the cut in the British, so I'm hoping to change that this year.
Well, it's a long way from Coonabarabran to Turnberry, but you've made that journey.
It certainly is.
You know, Scottish Open's fantastic achievement. The Open Championship, the British Open would also be very, very nice this weekend. We wish you all the best, Rebecca. Just wanted to say well done.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
Rebecca Artis joining us, the Scottish Open champion, and hopefully a big contender this weekend at the British Open.